Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Roy.
We may sound a little different. That's because we're not able to record in our normal studios during the coronavirus outbreak. In this programme, we have an expression that is used to describe the minimum number of people that are required to run a business. Speaking of which, there are not many people working in the train stations today.
No, you're right. It's because of the strikes on the trains.
Ah, so that's why it was hard to get a train this morning. The train companies decided to run the trains on a skeleton crew.
What? Skeletons driving the trains? Is this some kind of ghost story? I think I'll walk home.
No, Roy. Skeleton crew refers to the minimum number of people needed to run a business or an organisation.
Yes. And it's usually in times of crisis or during an emergency, for example, the coronavirus, that people run businesses with a skeleton crew.
Exactly. Let's listen to these examples.
Due to the financial problems of the company, the office will be run with a skeleton crew for the foreseeable future. The COVID-19 emergency means that we will run the buses with a skeleton crew until further notice. A skeleton crew will be needed to keep the park open over the winter months.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression skeleton crew, which is used to talk about the minimum number of people needed to run a business or an organisation.
I love the expression skeleton crew. It makes me think of a pirate ship run by skeletons.
We can also use the words skeleton staff with the same meaning.
Well, one good thing when there's a skeleton staff at work is there's no queue for the cafeteria.
Trust you to think about food.
Well, I'm just glad there aren't real skeletons working at the BBC. That's just in horror stories.
Exactly. You don't need to worry about skeletons walking around. They're not real. It's vampires you need to worry about. Ha ha ha.
What?
Bye, Roy.
Bye, Feifei.
The English We Speak from the BBC.